Sudan faces despair as talks fail. A ministry introduces a comprehensive Bible training program for the unintentional pastor. NE3 Partners teaches more of what Christ first means. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission at Work News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Talks between Sudan's north and south ended in failure over implementation of the 2005 Comprehensive Peace Agreement. Under it, the south is to hold elections next year and a referendum on independence in 2011. Words of Hope's Lita Young says trouble's brewing.
There are strong indications that forces allied with the north are actually seeking to rearm in order to just trigger chaos and to convince Southerners that they cannot govern themselves and that it would be a bad mistake for the South to go its own way.
DeYoung says their ministry team has been bringing the gospel into the region for years. Hope has moved a step closer now.
This is a time where the gospel of peace is really conveying a message that the Southern Sudanese desperately need to hear. Words of Hope has established a new studio in the town of Rumbek. And this puts us into the heart of Dinka-speaking peoples. It gives us connections with the church on the ground.
Next, Guatemala's president has declared a state of calamity as the country faces a food shortage and malnutrition. Tiffany Taylor with Orphan Outreach says,
this is a problem that has just been there for years and years, and it's really been growing. And now the UN has come in and said that this is a serious, life-threatening problem.
Orphan Outreach is helping Christian schools there provide food to their children because the meals they receive are often their only ones. They're also helping private and public orphanages with finances and providing medical teams to care for the malnourished children of the country. They do this through the local churches.
We want to partner with these local churches and let them be able to be a resource for these people. So when they are desperate, when they're making a choice of, are they going to put a child in the orphanage, that they can turn to the local church and keep families together, and the local church can be there to tell them why we're doing all of this.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Katie Reynolds' desire to honor her grandfather and father-in-law has led her to start two education centers in Kenya. Partnering with Buckner International's Seed of Hope Academy, Reynolds founded the K School and the Reynolds Ministry Center. The schools not only help kids with their education, but also help their families with life skills classes. Also, Baylor University is partnering with the schools to increase HIV/AIDS awareness and impact the area with Christ's love. In other news, 62% of pastors worldwide have no formal training. Lars Dunberg of Global Action recently spoke to us about what they're doing to solve the problem.
This is the only really systematic program that has become worldwide, because we do this in Sri Lanka, India, Nepal, Ukraine, El Salvador, and Honduras.
Many never intend to become a pastor. After becoming a Christian, they start sharing the gospel with a small group, which soon multiplies and grows into a church.
They knew nothing. And if it wasn't for this training, they would not have an earthly chance to continue to develop these people.
Global Action's 10-month program introduces pastors to biblical history and church operations. Dunberg says the most remarkable effects of the program occur after it's completed.
And the stories that come out, not so much of the training part, but what happens afterwards, it's actually like reading an extra book of Acts.
And finally, a ministry of E3 Partners is coming alongside people of different backgrounds and status to help them deal with their struggles and find purpose in life. I Am Second is a movement shared value. Through the program, it encourages those involved to put Christ first in their lives. Actors, musicians, well-known speakers, and next-door neighbors have come together to band with each other to stress community in Christ. To learn more, connect with an I Am Second group in your area, visit IamSecond.com. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is a monthly bulletin insert service available for your church. It features the month's top stories with full-color photos from the field, information on how people in your church can get out of the pew and begin doing something for God. Just click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.